Aloha Retreat.
Oh, hi, Jim. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Tina. Just the girl I want to talk to. I think it's the girl I want to talk to.
Oh, okay. What's going on?
Well, you first.
Well, I was calling because the check payment that was scheduled for June 14th came back from the bank as non-sufficient funds. So we're having trouble processing this month's payment.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So my thing is, I mean, I'm not getting any results. I don't know what to do here.
Have you been on your dashboard to look at the results that you are getting by chance?
Do you know how to do that?
So I'm on the dashboard. I can send you the login to it. It won't give you full access right now since the account is in suspension, but once we get the payment up to speed, you'll have full access again. But basically what I can see is that in the time that you've been with us, your company has been found on the first page of Google 3,647 times, and you've had 187 clicks to your site. So are you asking people when they call how they found you? Because I would imagine you're getting some solid work out of this, and maybe you're just not aware.
Well, I do know that I'm doing, like, a lot of word of mouth. And
okay.
I actually fired. I didn't fire. I mean, I was forced to fire the person answering the phone. Hear me out.
Yes.
So I'm like, well, you know what? I founded this company solely on not having to let shit go to voicemail. So
right.
Like, James, it's not ringing. He said, the phone's not ringing. I said, I don't believe it. I do not even believe that. So
right.
I got the phone and I said, well, yeah, three voicemails on here.
Yeah.
And then what we get a lot mostly is, we just get scam calls, which I know everybody gets. And I have two phones on me now, and the business phone and it's supposed to be the heavy business phone and then the light business phone, which is my phone, three voicemails. And that's it. The rest of them are just scam calls. And then they're ended up calling the same phone. My phone will ring.
Yes.
Scam call. Or vice versa, one or the other, and the other phone will ring scam call. And sometimes it's the same number.
So I'll tell you this much, Jim, is some of these could be scam calls or some of them could be referrals, but the tracking is very detailed, meaning it's showing me of the 3,203 times your company was found on the first page, 1,301 came from the keyword tree services, 519 for the word tree removal, 387 tree trimming, tree cutting 358, stump removal 197. So this is what people actually typed in when they found you. So usually if it's a referral, they'll type your business name in directly. They won't type in a service. So that's one thing that Google is tracking. The second thing Google is tracking is where those clicks are coming from. So for instance, you're getting impressions from Chicago, Lapeer, Valparaiso?
Yes,
Hammond.
Valparaiso.
Yep, Michigan City, Crown Point, Gary, Portage. There's actually 60 different areas that you're getting a reach.
So, my daughter told me, she says, Dad, those calls are not always scam calls. She said, I answered one and it wasn't a scam call. And
right.
I was like, well, I went in agreements with her. And I was like, well, you know, you're probably right. The other girl's like, it's a scam call, or somebody wanting to sell something or just stuff. And then the other girl was doing a lot, but my daughter answers every call, even though she hates to see it when it's a scam call, but she got one, maybe one out of 20. But, I mean, you're saying there's 3,000?
Well, the 3,000 is impressions, so Google tracks that. So let's say, for instance, they put in tree service, and your company comes up on the first page amongst the other businesses in the area coming up. And it, even if they never do anything with you, they, let's say they click on another listing and they call the other guy and they never click on you, Google tracks that. Your business was found on the first page. That's called an impression. The second thing they track is the second action they took to find you. So 166 times people clicked to, or actually, I'm sorry, 187 times people actually clicked to your website for contact. So one thing I'm noticing here, though, is that somebody went on your Google Business page about 9 months ago, and they gave you a one-star review. So that could be affecting you, because overall, you have an excellent reputation. But that one-star review brings your rating from a five-star all the way down to a 3.7. So one thing I could do for you is I could send you what's called a review generator email, and it will help you get more five-star ratings on Google. And the objective in doing that is to, you know, get so many more five-star reviews that it pushes down that one-star review where eventually it's not even relevant anymore. You know,
yeah,
so
that's...
Mm-hmm.
See, something I learned a long time ago, but I disputed it, and I understand the logic into all of this.
Yes.
In that, something I learned a long time ago, my grandfather, my dad had the biggest transmission shop within 100 miles.
Yeah.
And they was the most expensive. Now, we're talking a long time ago. Nothing like expensive now.
Right.
Saying 400, 300, you know, back in the 60s and 70s, you know, and, you know, that's what we're talking about. Dad looked, and then the people would be pissed off if Dad had their transmission fixed in 3 hours. They'd be like, well, we're not paying you this money. So Dad always came out with a thing like saying, well, we just did it too fast. So Grandfather come out with the idea. He says, hey, well, let's just get the dry shaft out, and tomorrow we'll get the transmission out. And then that's how they started doing it. And then they got better as probably
better reviews. I see.
Better reviews. So what I'm getting at that is that we are like one of the fastest when it comes to tree work. We are like, we used to be pretty cheap.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say I didn't never use that word before, but we was very cheap. And with everything going up and then actually staying up with the books, I mean, we had to literally like set minimums and then these people are charging $4,500 for a tree, and we've been getting $1,800, say, for instance. We're the faster, you know, and they have to load things by hand and stuff.
Yeah.
The difference. And we just bring our equipment in, get the job done, have a job. We'll do it really fast. People they got to pay for that. Like, what just hell happened here? And they get pissed off. So
yes.
the reviews, unless I'm there, and then if I'm not there, they get pissed off too. Like if I don't show up on the job, I don't know what. I'm not a goddamn movie star. But
right.
But here's these review things. They start nitpicking at it, which a tree service has a bad reputation. Tree service, roofers, they have bad reputations. Back when I first started, the people were
A lady, just so you know, that's complaining about your company doing damage to her sidewalk during a tree removal. So I guess the city of Hammond had hired you guys to remove a tree that was growing over her property. And then she was dissatisfied because she saw some sidewalk cracks afterwards, and she felt that it was from, you know, part of your equipment. So she put a 1-star review and she put pictures on here. But what I'm saying is the best way to combat that is to just get a couple of 5-star reviews here and there, which that review generator email I just sent you will help you with. And then once that happens, it's going to decrease the relevancy, meaning it'll push that 1-star review so far down that, because right now if people click on your reviews, that's the first thing they see is the pictures that she posted, right? But if you get more 5-star reviews, it's going to push that all the way down and nobody's going to even look at it anymore. You know what I mean? So that's why I think that if you get, you know, start using this tool right away, Jim, I know that it's going to help you tremendously. And then one thing I can do if you like is, since you're not confident that you are getting calls from this, and this is just an option, but I can offer you a tracking number. And how it would work is we would purchase a brand new 219 area code number, and when people call it, it would forward over to your number. And my objective in doing that is to give you, you know, tracking on the dashboard so that you can see when people call you, they're calling as a result of this program.
Yeah, I get that. But so I can't do that.
Okay. Yeah, a lot of people don't want that. They want their own number on there. One thing I noticed is that on your Google Business, there is no phone number listed. So I don't know if that person that used to work for you, you know, maybe was disgruntled and they went in there and they took the phone number off, or maybe they took the phone number off because they didn't want to answer the phone, right? Good news is on all the Google ads that we're running, we have your phone number front and center, so people can call you off the ads, but they can't call you off the Google My Business. So our technicians already caught that, and they're trying to get it fixed, but they sent you a PIN verification code on May 31st, and it should have come in the mail. Do you remember receiving that, like a little 5-digit code from Google?
It come in mail or email?
In the actual mail. We sent it to 1172 Salt Creek Road.
What is it? What's the letterhead on it? I get like four, I mean not four, but I get about an inch of junk mail every day.
I see. Yeah, you know what? That's the problem with those PIN codes, Jim, is they come in a postcard size envelope from Google, and because they're so colorful and they're a unique shape, people always think that they're junk mail. So they get tossed all the time. So if you don't think you saw anything like that, enough time has gone by where I can send you a new one. And it would be there within 5 to 10 business days.
So how can I fix that? Because that really, honey, I'm telling you what, with this number not ringing, I mean, literally, we're barely keeping up.
Right,
I bet. We're barely keeping up. And, I mean, we have been doing, like, referrals, and we've been doing referrals, and of the calls that I have been receiving, I've been going on them and using and then getting referrals off those, and I haven't, like, the neighbor wants something done, I just go over there and I talk to them. And then the guys haven't been like that for a while. They just want to go across town and do the next job. Well, I go, mm-hmm. Well, no, we need to go over here and talk to this neighbor, because this neighbor, we won't ever, you know, let's do this neighbor, slow the logistics down a little bit and speed up the, you know, so, I mean, that's why, that's actually the reason the, the check bounced.
Right.
You know,
see, because you're slow.
Because, well, we do better than the next guy, but we don't. I haven't cashed any of my paychecks in 2 months.
So, okay.
You know, I mean, I've just been paying the guys and trying to pay all the bills. But, some of them just don't go through. What Visa card are you on anyway? Do you know?
It's not a Visa card. It's actual checking account. Let me see what it ends in. 1 second here. I'm on another page. So it's a Chase checking account ending in 1526.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I can update that with a debit or a credit if you like. And one thing I can do to help you out a little bit is I can put you into friends and family pricing of $249 monthly. So that will at least save you $50 off of that past due balance. And then what I'll also do is push the next billing out 30 days because your billing cycle is on the 14th. So I wouldn't want you to pay today and then pay again on the 14th. That's two payments too close together, right? So we can get,
What's the payment? I don't even know what we pay you. What's the payment over there?
The agreement that you have with us is for $299 monthly. But what I'm going to do just to help you out a little bit is put you into the friends and family pricing of $249 monthly.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, what are we behind? What are we behind?
You're behind $299, but I'm going to reduce that to $249. That's what I'm saying. I'm going to save you $50 on the past due.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I didn't really understand it. I don't know. Let me see. I don't know if it can come up or not. I've been going out in the field, too, and actually doing some of the operator work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, cutting and stuff, and then I got, you know, I'm a little more efficient with me out there.
Yeah,
we
need to get that Google My Business access because that's probably affecting you right now. You have a 3.7 star rating on there because of the bad review. And then to top it all off, there's not even a website or a phone number attached to it. So that's why we had Google send out the PIN code. And matter of fact, I just tried to send you another one, and I got an error message that says no more ways to verify contact support. So that's actually good news because once we get the payment up to speed, I can have our verification department actually call Google on your behalf, and they'll get this all situated for you. Now, have you seen the website that we built for you? PowerTreeService1.com. Oh, you haven't?
I'm a little ashamed about that, actually.
Oh, I'll send it to you right now on a text so you can see it. So that way you'll know exactly how we're promoting your business. So here, you get text messages on this phone, right?
What number are you texting?
I'm texting, oops, I want to see what number I called. The one ending in 1270, or do you prefer the 2137?
You could text that one. Now here's the thing, and me and my daughter just went around about it last night to about midnight.
Mm-hmm.
I was over at her house. She's using this 545 number, 1270.
Okay.
And that's actually a cell phone, which that's my business line is 932-8200.
Okay. So 219-932-8200?
Yeah, that's the business line.
So I had on here also the 219-433-2137. Whose number is that?
That's my personal line, which, you know.
Oh, so that's the one that's best to text the website to, right? The one ending in 2137?
That's the 2137 is my personal line.
Okay.
And the 1370, you could text that too. But the 8200 line, that's an AT&T phone.
Mm-hmm.
It is I changed that into a mobile phone also, but I just put that phone away and I forwarded it to the 545 number.
Okay. So when we get this Google situation rectified, what number would you like to promote on the Google business page? Because it looks like right now we're using the one ending in 1270. But what do you want me to change it to that 8200 number?
Yes.
Okay. So I can do that. So let me put a note in here, priority note.
So, and the other thing is, I know we got a big white area here. I don't want to turn anything down from Chesterton, but I do see that. I just pulled it up. There we go.
Do you want me to change the phone number on the site also to the 82 number?
Yes, 8200.
8200. Okay, so 219-932-8200. I'm putting that in the notes. So I'm going to put okay, so I got that in the notes here. So that will be, we can fix the one on the website right away. Within 1 to 3 business days, we can fix the one that goes out on your Google Ads right away. But with the one on the local Google business where you have that bad review, it'll take us a little bit longer because we have to contact Google and go through the mechanisms, the support, see what it is that they need and why there's no more ways to verify. So is the 1172 Salt Creek Road, that's a physical address where you typically receive mail?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's good. So we'll get that all squared away for you. And then I've already adjusted your billing to that friends and family pricing. So is the new payment method a debit or a credit card?
It's gonna go through on that line if that 1526.
So once we have a bounce check, they don't allow us to use a checking account anymore. But if you have a debit through that same account, we can still run it through the same account. We just have to do it through the debit instead.
Yeah, I do.
You do? Okay. So let's do that. And then I have a different billing address too, 718 Conkey Street?
Yes.
Okay. Now, when I switched over to debit, it auto-filled something in here for me, and I don't know if this is an old debit you used in the past, but is the debit you're wanting to use ending in 1185?
No.
No? Okay, so let me update the whole number. I'm ready whenever you are.
Visa, 4427,
mm-hmm.
3205,
mm-hmm.
3411, 2387.
Okay, expiration.
And then 0427.
And the code on the back?
And 221.
221. And then you said the Conkey Street was the correct billing address for this card, right?
Okay, right.
Okay, so what I'm doing right now is I'm getting your authorization, and then you will be good to go. And then I'm not sure if when they contact Google, if they're going to have an option of sending you a new PIN code or not. But if you do see one coming in the mail, like I said, that typically takes, 5 to 10 business days. Just make sure to get it back to us, okay?
Yeah, I'm not sure if that's thrown out or not.
I'm just telling you that I get a lot of junk mail. So,
well, can you check then? Because you don't have to find it right now. But if you do find it, you can call me, or you can even reply to one of our texts and let us know, because it should still be valid. Because once they're sent, they're valid for 30 days. And, you know, they do a lot that it takes like 5 or 10 days to send it to you. So I think that if you find it, I can still submit it over to Google, and we don't have to do that Google call.
Yeah. I will, when I get home, I'll do that. I have, I check my mailbox on Konki. I check it once a week.
Okay.
I checked 1172. My mom's been staying with me. I'm taking care of my mom right now, and so she's
I see.
She's like every day. Anybody check the mail? I'm like, Mom, I mean.
Oh, that's cute. That's big excitement when you're her age, is that the mail comes every day, right?
I'm the one of the guys that, like, I don't, like, sit around waiting on a check or anything like that, you know. And
oh, bless like, her heart. That is the cutest thing. I love it.
Well, you know.
Yeah.
So yeah,
I know.
So that's where I got some, a lot of stuff going to home, because like Mom makes damn sure that mail sits in that mail, and then she sorts through it, and she takes her mail, and it's always got weird stuff coming, Medicare or I don't know, something, you know, doctors, just always something, I don't know. But and then she takes mine and she puts it over there, and then it gets sorted out into junk mail, and then I go through that from there.
You know, the post office has a new feature. It's called informed delivery, and it's free. So you can go on to USPS.com and you can sign up for it. But it's pretty cool. They send an email every morning with screenshots of the mail that's coming that day. And I found it to be extremely beneficial, because there were days where, you know, I needed a piece of mail and I didn't remember, like, oh, did it come or not? And I can refer back to the emails. And there was even one time where something very important was lost. It was showing it was coming in that day's mail, and then it didn't. So it's nice, because you can find out sooner, you know, if something's missing, and, you know, you can track it. So just some food for thought. You know, your mom probably doesn't want to go on the computer every day and look at emails, but, you know, you could always have access to it, you know, and like I said, it's pretty cool because it's a free service.
Yeah. So that's cool, because I do have, like, Konki Street, you know, I checked it sometimes twice a week. Like today I checked it, and then I checked it Wednesday, but I normally just check it on Friday.
So remember, we only have Konki Street for the billing. So if the PIN code is over there somewhere, it would be in the stack that goes with the Salt Creek Road address, okay?
Yes, yes.
Okay, perfect.
So
okay.
You said that's a cute little index card?
Yeah, it's a postcard size envelope. So it's an actual envelope that you have to open, but it's a size of a postcard. And it's colorful, meaning it has the Google logo on it. And that's why sometimes people get it mistaken as junk mail.
See. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I get them little things all the time. I get checks all the time, you know, pre-qualified, $45,000, $350,000. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Medicare.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, I'm not 55 yet.
Right.
I mean, I'm 50. Yeah, you know.
Getting close. Yeah, oh. Me too. I'm close. I'm almost there. I have a couple more years. So.
To be 50, be 65.
Oh no! I thought you said 55.
I did.
Oh, you did. Okay. Yeah. No, I'm in my 50s. So. But, okay, I already put some notes on here, and I pushed your next billing out till August 1st. That way you'll have a full month. I did get a green light on the payment, so thank you for taking care of that. And always, you know, if you ever wanted to call me, you can. I'm at extension 777. And if I don't hear from you, have a really nice weekend and a happy 4th of July, too.
Okay. Well, and it,
all
you
right.
know, because I was getting, what was irritating, I keep getting these calls of people that do what you do, like, but I've been, you know, with you guys for a little while. And then I said, well, I'm not sure if there's something, there's something's got to be wrong here. Because I talked to these people, you know, I remember talking to them. Everything was supposed to be good. Thank you're telling me about pretty close to the same thing, except you're telling me that my number's not up there like it should be.
Right.
You know, that's what these other people are telling me too. And that my number's not like one of my friends, she come over. She was over there cleaning out my camper, and she said, hey, Jim, you know, I Google you, and I Google tree service, and you don't even come up. You come up the fifth page, fifth guy, stuff like that. You know, I'm like, can you Google a little better? I mean, she's like, well, it shouldn't be that hard.
Can you Google? So, I want to let you know that the tracking that I shared with you comes from the Google ads that run at the top of the page. However, those are pay-per-click ads, so they're constantly rotating on and off the page depending on what the budgets are, okay? Your listing does come up in a spotlight position as the second on the first page when I put in tree services for Burns Harbor. But the problem is there's no phone number or website attached to it. And I don't know if that's something that, you know, a disgruntled ex-employee could have done or what happened there. But that's why we're getting with our Google team and we're going to fix that portion for you. But everything else is actively being optimized. And your friend, if they put in Tree Services, Burns Harbor, Indiana, they'll see you coming up front and center every time.
Yeah. So, my calls that I'm getting are mainly Hammond. You got Burns Harbor, and they're mainly Hammond. So
that's because the ads were also running in Hammond for you.
So why don't we put? I seen that that was the first town.
Do you want to update the address to the Conkey Street one instead?
Yes, I want to update that.
I want to
update that. That's what I need to concentrate on. And then I think I would get more Munster calls. I mean, Hammond, you know, they're not high payers or whatever, but, and then, I know Chesterton and all that, they are, and, you know, and, Maryville, they pay high, you know, but still being on Hammond and I'm more local and my business is set up. I strategized it where I have a place. I take my wood chips to Maryville, which is, 15 minutes away from here, you know.
Give me the zip code again for the Conkey Street, just so I don't have to go back to the other screen.
46324.
Okay, so I put that in the notes here, Jim. For Google business page verification, client would like to update address to 718 Conkey Street, Hammond, Indiana, 46324. And then I'll put once problem is fixed, please send new PIN verification there if needed. So that way, if they send a new PIN code out, it'll start going to the Conkey Street address, okay?
Okay, so I'm going to go back to your local splash here.
Mm-hmm.
You said that to me. Was that 88877? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So when I hit that, okay. See here, it says posting. Yeah, it says posting publicly.
share your own experiences. Let me see. Here, I'll go back. Okay. Call Haley and tell her that I'm on an important call. Yeah, here you go. Here's the city. Call Haley and tell her that I'm on a phone. I know it's important what she got, but worked all day and completed a job. Also took down an extra tree out of courtesy. Extremely considered a personal property. That's the one. Oh, yeah, that's the first one that comes up. But how do you get back to the how do you get back to, I see the reviews, 3.7.
Yes. Did you click on it? Click on the actual listing?
Well, I was trying to find the actual where it said James Howard, Burns Harbor. Where do you click on that at? Services? No. Views? Review? Yeah, see here it says right here, location, 1172 Salt Creek Road, Burns Harbor.
Yep, it says that.
So I have to share a little piece of information with you that I don't share with too many people.
Okay.
That I've been in Hammond since I started.
Okay.
And I have the town of Hammond claims, which is I'm the first one, and that's what they claim that they just like to use local businesses.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's never happened. That's never happened before. But they know, everybody in the city of Hammond knows where my yard's at.
Okay.
But if they ever Google that, like that, and it says Burns Harbor, and I'm working for a contractor in the city of Hammond, I don't want no discretion. So can that be changed to 718 Coffee?
That was the note that I just put on your account, Jim, that we're going to change it, but we have to get access to it first, because what's going on with that listing, just so that you know, is when we bring a client on board, if they already have a Google business page, we don't create a new one for them because that would be duplicate and it would hurt your rankings. So what we do is we send out an email to ask you to add us as a manager so we can go in and optimize it and fix it, right? But if that's unsuccessful, then what we do is we send the PIN verification code from Google, which we had done on May 31st. And now they're saying no more ways to verify. So our team is going to call them. That's the note I just sent. And once we get it fixed, we'll have all of those updates. You know, we'll have the new address put on there. We'll put the website, the phone number. Everything will be fixed once we get access. But we can't fix it right now because when we try to go in, all it says is no more ways to verify. You see what I mean? So we have to get that aspect fixed first.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But the good news is we're the best of the best of the industry. We do this all the time. So we'll definitely get it fixed for you. So that department, if they need anything from you, they'll reach out to you, okay?
So, okay. So, yeah, let's try to get that fixed, and then I'm going to start telling these people. Telling these people that bought my business that I want to tell them. It's like, I worked out my problem.
Right. Yeah, you know, it'll be great once this all gets resolved, right? So we just have to, you know, get access so that we can fix it. And we're getting the ball rolling on that right now with the Google call. So our technicians will get that taken care of right away, okay?
All right, and then I know, so that's kind of where, that's what we need to touch base with on that. And, man, I wish I got back with it sooner because, you know.
Well, the good news is that payment just went through, so you're going to get a whole fresh batch of Google ads, and those are going to start running right away. So you're going to still get activity from the Google Ads, people seeing your site and clicking on your number and calling you, which is good. So it's just that that local Google business page takes a little bit longer to fix. But you're still going to get value this month because, like I said, the ads will keep running.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay, good. Well, I think we have a good game plan. So I enjoyed talking to you, Jim, and have a really great rest of your day, too, okay?
And then can you tell me your name again?
Yes, my name is Tina. I'm at extension 777.
Okay. So, all right, Tina. You have a good 4th of July.
I will. You likewise, you as well. Have a great weekend, too.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Bye.